Oh, what's going on, guys? Back at it again, the JVO Primetime Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Jay. I'm with my co-host, Dre. And
back at it again.
Yes, sir. And we've got a special guest here.
Yo, yo, yo.
This is my twin, a.k.a. Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. So, we're going to start off with how the A's has been so far. And if y'all didn't know, we're on a 12-game win streak. The last time we had that was back in 2012 when our head coach, Becky Hammon, was a leading point guard back in 2012. So it's been 13 years since the last time we had that. And it's been insane, and it's been great. I've just been on cloud nine ever since then. So I'm really proud of us. We came from the ninth seed all the way up to the second seed. So here we are. Everyone doubted us. People called it delusional. But, you know, here we are. What y'all got to say now? Anyways, let's talk about how the stats been so far. Dre, want to start
us off? Listen, the Aces are 18-6 since they got Nevissa on the squad. And Asia Wilson has been doing her thing since June 30th. She has averaged 23 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, one steal, and two of them things she's been sending
back
into the crowd.
Bang!
In the silent assassin. No.
Shut up,
she's been doing her thing, too. No, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, one steal, and two double-doubles. Two double-doubles.
Okay.
On the thing.
Two double doubles or is it two triple doubles?
Two triple doubles.
Two triple doubles.
Listen, that's like taking a hamburger and like put one patty. Nah, that's cool. That's three patties and put two cheeses in there. Oh. The triple double, right?
Oh, he got
that's
bars.
Like
and she's eating.
She open. And if y'all didn't know, that's her second triple double, not of the season, but her career. Shout out Jackie. Big shout out to Jackie. Love you, Jackie. What you got for us?
I'd say, talking about the win streak, 12 games, I'd say it's built top of Asia, obviously.
Yes, Asia's dominance.
Becky's adjustments. I mean, Asia over here is averaging over 30% of the team scoring during this run, and her consistency has kept Vegas afloat. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all.
Not just that. No. But Becky as well, with her adjustments, talking about Melissa Smith starting the lineup. Not just that, but they got great defensive toughness and good balance,
which was very well needed since the beginning of the season, because we did not have that.
Exactly.
And everyone was crashing out about that, which I get. Mm-hmm. But I never lost faith, as you can see.
So it's not just Wilson carrying, but Vegas finally found the right rotations. Hopefully they keep that streak up.
We got Minnesota on the 4th. That's going to be a tough one. Honestly, like, that's just going to be tough. I don't know, because people were asking if I'm more worried about the Atlanta game when we went against Atlanta. Nah, man, I'm more nervous about the Minnesota game than it is Atlanta, because if y'all didn't know, we haven't won against them at all this season.
Damn.
I ain't worried about Minnesota. Listen. Minnesota's on the list. They getting hit too. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't worried about Minnesota.
Okay.
Ain't worried about no stud buds.
Oh,
ain't worried about no fee.
MV. You know what?
Fee gonna get beef for free.
Beef for free. Nah, it's been something. But now that I think about it, I'm not as worried right now, and I'm glad we got some rest. We got a week's of rest, but Becky said they only get in 2 days of rest, which they need. They need some type of rest before they get back in the gym and start working out, and then we see Minnesota on the 4th. And I think that we're ready to take them. We're ready to take them on because they gave us a really bad loss. We lost to them by 50 points. I don't count that game, but you know, guess it doesn't. I mean,
right. Listen, the past is the past. It was what it was. Minnesota ain't doing nothing this time.
Right.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Exactly.
That's what a lot of people say.
You think Kelly McBride going to be hitting threes like that? No.
They're going to shut her down.
And then shut her down.
They're
You want to talk about how important Asia Wilson was during the stretch? Covering
Asia?
She's a star.
Asia, sure. A star. She is going to be in the Hall of Fame when she retires. She still got so much gas in that tank. She, like, people be saying that, you know, there's always some talk about Asia and Fee, like, nah. I mean, I might get some type of controversy when I say this, but Fee missed more games than Asia, and even though Fee's been missing all these games, Minnesota has still been winning without her. And then Asia was only on for, like, what, three games? I think she was on for, like, three, four games.
She was missing a game, and Asia was right here looking like butt cheeks.
Damn.
Yo, but there was time when they did get, like, a win or two when Asia was out. But we came back stronger, and Asia's a legend in the making, man. She's a GOAT. She's my all-time GOAT. Next to the other GOATs in this WNBA world that I know of. But
We can talk about how important Asia Wilson is to the Aces. Asia Wilson is like a glass of water to a person in the desert.
Right.
Asia Wilson is like a sandwich to a hungry person. Wilson is like a doorknob to a door.
Right.
It's something you always gonna need, is what I'm saying. The Aces without Asia is something we don't want to talk about. Because we don't want it to happen. It's not gonna happen.
No, we ain't.
Listen,
it ain't gonna happen.
The lost Asia Aces for a reason.
That's
if you ain't never heard that, you heard it here first. Lost Asia Aces.
Yo.
It goes together.
I know that's right.
That's how important Asia Wilson is to the Aces.
I know.
Actually, she's not even just important to the Aces. She's important to the WNBA.
Yup. And important to Vegas. This is her city, y'all. If y'all didn't know, you go to the Allegiant Stadium, there's like a picture of Asia with her, you know, out there, you know. This is her city, man. City loves her.
Right.
She and I'm saying this, yes, I'm glazing Asia with a Satu shirt on. I love Satu too. Satu is my baby. But Asia Wilson is Asia Wilson.
She's her.
You got a one-on-one in different categories.
And she just gonna keep on
and playing. Asia Wilson is one-on-one. She's the Las Vegas Aces. She's the San Antonio Stars. She's the Utah, whatever they used to be back in 2000.
She's the whole franchise.
She's everything. She's the meat, whole potatoes, franchise. She's the gravy. She's everything. That's how important Asia Wilson is. And if you don't know, you need to wake up and crawl out of Patrick's house from SpongeBob because you're living under a rock.
You live under a rock. That's crazy.
I would glaze Asia no matter what. If y'all didn't know.
I mean, as you can see in the background, look at all that. That's all.
You got A1.
You got
You Can't Win, So Win.
Yes, sir.
You got all that. We got Asia back there, you know, right there next to Jackie. You got all that. All that. Asia is her. She is top tier. She's been breaking records and making records. Like, come on.
To branch off of that, she has been the engine. When you just said, like, she got so much fuel in the tank. She's been the engine. In one game alone, she dropped 34 points, while Jackie Young added a triple-double, as they said earlier. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
I am the biggest Jackie Wizard of y'all getting.
What makes Wilson special isn't just scoring, though. It's how she set the tone defensively, rebounds, and drops consistent double teams that free up teammates.
Yeah.
She's an all-rounder.
Yep.
Not just that. Honestly, she's not just the MVP frontrunner. She's making a case for one of the most greatest single seasons in WNBA history.
Yo,
bro.
MV4 loading, bro.
Right.
Depoy, defensive player of the year. Like he said earlier, smack them things out the sky.
Right.
Off the court. Bang.
That's bang. Crazy to me.
Seeing an Asia block is like seeing a posterized dunk in the NBA. I'm more excited.
It's all about
y'all.
NBA
2K26 loading.
Hey, yo.
Y'all get excited with threes? Nah, I get excited by them blocks.
Right.
That's
the most
beautiful
counts.
Work.
Exactly.
Depoy. What else we got going on here?
Tell me another question, though. Is a win streak sustainable?
I think it is.
Oh, yeah, sustainable.
Well, we got, it's just hot right now.
We got Minnesota, then we got Chicago.
We got Chicago the last two, and then we got LA for the last game of the regular season. We already clinched a spot.
You know what's funny? Exactly. You see, I didn't even mention LA, and nobody worried about the Sparks. The Spark Ben went out.
I love y'all Sparks, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. I don't hate the Sparks.
There's a couple people on the team, you know, KP, you know, Ray Burrell.
They got some good people in LA.
I don't know about Cam, but no. Cam cool, but she was over there being a little too aggressive with AT. You know
this about Phoenix.
She got one good shoulder. Like, come on now. Her and Indiana, she got one good shoulder. She shoot like this.
And then
y'all over here trying to knock her on the ground and stuff. Nah, see, we're not having that. See, that's where you cross the line.
Man.
I understand defense, but man, now you over here over the back.
Like, we are definitely
two shoulders.
It is definitely a sustainable win.
Right.
Honestly, we're hot. We may be hot right now. We have a week of rest, which is great.
Right.
But I already know they're only gonna get 2 to 3. They're gonna get 2 to 3 days of rest.
Yep.
And they're going right back in the gym. Yep. Some might even finish earlier, especially some like Asia. And I know Jackie. I know that whole team is so ready because we lost to Minnesota by 53 points. We're ready. We're heated up.
Right.
I think we're ready to go ahead.
We're
gonna bounce back. I think we're gonna have. I'm thinking it's gonna be a much more of a closer game now that P's back.
Yep.
But there's no way we're gonna lose that game. We ain't gonna lose to Minnesota after losing to them by 53 points that last game. That game is in the past, and exactly. I don't even count that game.
Right.
That game is like game's like invisible to me. Like I don't think that I don't even think that game existed in my eyes. I don't know. Well, y'all think, but no, that's not me. But I think we got that, and I think we're gonna stay. We're already clinched a spot, but I do know it's gonna be a fight for second seed because Atlanta still got some games ahead of them before they get clinched. And I think they're gonna be. I'm hoping we keep that second. I think we're gonna keep that. No,
right.
We're gonna keep that second.
That second
seed is secured, and we're locked in.
Right.
Locked in.
But Dre, question for you. So how does the streak change their outlook, though? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
On outlook, me personally, I don't think it changes the outlook. I feel like the Aces is always going to be a dangerous team, no matter what seed they get in the playoffs. Whether it's like them being in the eighth or seventh seed,
right,
or crawling up to the second seed, they're always going to be a dangerous team.
Right.
That's what a lot of people
scary
because they're so used to being. What happened in the what happened last season and the way they started off in this season? But you got to forget, most of the people that were there last season left.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had a bunch of some new good people pieces that was here.
Right.
So they had to get adjusted. Then when they seen the adjustment that they needed to make, Becky made that, made a couple trades, made a couple moves, moved Jewel to the bench.
Yes, sir.
Picked up the second unit. Now. The thing that they need to worry about is not the Aces in the playoffs, it's who have to play the Aces in the playoffs.
That's what they should be worried
about.
That's
what's more dangerous. Now you got to worry about who's got to go up against the Aces.
Right.
Because we were talking about you don't want to be the AC because you got to go up against Minnesota.
Right.
Yep.
But now you don't want to be the 7 seed because you got to deal with the Aces.
Right.
Yep. So no one's safe.
It don't matter.
Not only
on the way court.
Yeah, no one's safe. Hot, but they're literally on fire. Like.
We play in playoff basketball.
If you see the past couple games, like literally, Asia damn near can't miss.
Right.
Jackie can't miss.
Mind you.
Jewel balling. Chelsea Gray's getting it together.
Point guard.
Nalissa's holding it down on the defensive end.
Which was very
Christian
much
Bell holding down on the defensive end.
Very
Dana Evans is killing it now.
Six player of the year.
It's like when you was watching that movie. And the dude said, I'm not locked in here with y'all. Y'all locked in here with me.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not who the Aces got to play. It's now y'all got to worry about who got to go up against the Aces.
We're scary, man. We play.
That's the problem.
Exactly. We play in playoff basketball, and it's still the regular season. We got 3 more home games and 1 more away game, and that whole regular season is locked. Whoever is in that AC.
That 8-7 seed,
be prepared because, look, y'all better be locked. We're locked.
Yep.
But we've been playing Aces basketball. Yes, we had a very rough beginning of the season. And I think it was rough. And, you know, a lot of people were saying so much stuff about us. Like, oh, they've been people giving up on them. They've been people losing their faith. They've been people just not wanting to root for the Aces no more because of how they're winning. I think, and I mean, this is just me, though. I feel like people have just been spoiled by how much the Aces have been winning in the past. And we have history with that. So, I mean, if you think about the, now that I'm thinking about it, last season, we were the fifth seed, right? And that's when we had our key, we had some good players. We had AC still, we had KP still, we had all the good key pieces on that team. And then we got eliminated. But, and then you like think about this season and people would say all this stuff about like, oh, this team is not, like this team is like not put together the right way. And we have a whole other new thing. But look, here we are in the second seed, coming from the ninth to the second. So that's a crazy difference from last season to this season. Because last season, we ended off in the fifth seed and got eliminated in the semis. But now we're looking at it this season, we were down below. Now looking at it from the second seed with almost a whole new group.
And it's all about coaches. It's all about teamwork and chemistry right there.
Yeah, teamwork and chemistry. Whatever happened in that. Exactly. Whatever happened in that locker room, we have a great leader in Asia that led that locker room to our chemistry and the way we played. And it just took one game. I don't even think it took one game. I think the locker room just got more closer regardless because we have a great leader in Asia and then we got other people that's part of the Aces that are also vets like Jackie, Chelsea, like KB was part of the team for a while, Kia part of the team for a while.
Speaking about Jackie though.
Yeah.
I'd say she's right behind Asia, making the most biggest impact on the run so far.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%, hands down, because she's averaging near triple-double numbers on some nights. She's been a second behind Wilson. Not just that, but her versatility just keeps defenses so, like, oh, my God, man.
Honestly, Jackie has been having such a great year this season. Every game, she's either close to a double-double, she's firm with a double-double, or she's firm with a triple-double this whole season. Like, people were saying that Jackie was just not having a great season. I look at her almost averaging double-double and flirting with a triple-double every game.
Right.
I think she's the first player in Aces franchise history to record. No, she is. She's the first player in Aces franchise history to record more than one triple-double in a season.
Right.
The only thing that I don't like, it's not about Jackie, but what one thing I don't like about the WNBA is when they had the All-Star voting.
Oh, duh.
Everybody got mad because Jackie was 12th and Kaitlyn was 9th. And I'm like, it's the players that voted her 12th. It wasn't the fans that voted Jackie 12th. It was the players that voted her 12th. And I'm like, how y'all? Because they all work together. Y'all play together.
Exactly.
How y'all play with Jackie and be like, yeah, she's not even top 10 when it comes to guards.
Right.
Like, make that make sense.
Yeah, that whole thing didn't make sense to me. I go to Jackie every day. I don't know why she was slow. What? That made no sense to me. People just, I don't know what was going through people's heads around that time, but.
Hey, but that's why actions speak louder than words. Jackie out there, literally.
She's hooping, bro.
She is hooping.
She is
hooping those players wrong that she is not top 12.
Yup, players, people, media, everyone.
Exactly.
Don't ever sleep on Jackie. I will defend her so I am no longer on this earth, y'all. I'm telling you. But that's just how things been moving. We've been doing great. Ace has been looking great. Love my team down. We've been having such a great season. It was a lot of ups and downs. It was an emotional roller coaster, but we made it. We doing things.
But how much credit does Becky deserve for this turnaround?
She deserves at least, I'm not going to say all the credit, but I'm going to say she deserves at least about 65%. 65. Because, you know, she got to be the head coach.
Yeah.
Then she got to be the GM, because, you know, they ain't got one.
I don't know why he fought our gym in the first place.
You know, she got to do so much, and then she got to do on a daily basis. She got to come up with the starting lineup. She got to figure out what works against what defense, and then she switched it around by finally listening to us and putting Jewel on the bench. And then She surprised everybody by putting KB in the starting lineup, and we were looking like, what?
I was shocked.
And then it turns out to actually work, and then it works out because we all been wanting KB to do something since y'all gave her that guaranteed
Just
deal.
Give her some more minutes. That's
and then
what she
y'all
deserves.
Don't want to use right. her, so now y'all can try to use her, and then look at it. See, this is what happened when you patience is a virtue for a reason.
I was just about to say, they took the word right out of my mouth.
That's why you actually, no, I'm going to do a 50-50 split. You give Becky the credit that she do what she needs to do as a head coach and the front office to benefit the team.
Right.
And then she put the players in the right place at the right time. And then I give 50% to the players because they know that they can trust Becky and go out there and perform and do what they need to do.
Right.
And turn the season around and look at second seed. So, yeah, it's a cool 50-50 split because Becky did her part 100%. They're doing their part 100%. Put it together, second seed.
And if you, to bounce off of that, Becky herself has said in these post-conferences
right.
that, if y'all noticed, she didn't take a lot of timeouts because the players, I'm giving credit to Becky, but I also want to give credit to the players. The players are making it easier for Becky because I'm sure that they know that she's dealing with so much front office, GM, and having to coach a whole team of some talented players.
Yep.
So, like, every time they know they make a mistake, Becky doesn't call a timeout because they instantly fix it themselves, and it makes an impact on the rest of the game. If she really calls timeouts sometimes.
Right.
Unless she really needs it and we're just not clicking, then she will call it. But we've been clicking a lot and we've just been going off. Like
right.
it's just it goes both ways, both sides. Both
and
sides
bounce,
of the ball.
To bounce off that too, she wasn't afraid to tinker with the rotations as well with all the timeouts she's been doing.
Yeah.
And after that she demands accountability after tough losses.
Yeah.
She reminds her that their team is their championship DNA, man. And not just that. The fact that the Aces went from their lowest point to the season to the highest in just in 20 days. No, that's just talent right there.
That's
not just not talent, but belief as well. Faith.
Faith.
That's what Coach said earlier. Faith in the team.
Faith.
Faith in the players. Faith in the coach.
Yup. Never lose faith. I never lost faith. I know some other fans also never lost faith in the Aces. Some people did. Now look at us now. We pushing. We going through it. We doing everything. We're literally playing our championship caliber. We're back-to-back champions for a reason. We are proven that we're back-to-back champions for a
That's
reason.
It's called championship DNA, man.
Yep, championship DNA.
It's in their blood.
Definitely in their blood, and it's just been. I just love my team, man. I can really just. Woo, I've been going off. What else y'all want? What you got going on?
I got a curveball question.
All right, what you got? What you got?
Coach of the year.
Ooh.
Who do you 100% believe, as of now, should be coach of the year?
Mm. Ooh, I feel like it's a race between Atlanta's coach and our coach. But the way things been going, y'all probably think I'm being biased, but really I'm not. I can see Becky getting it. I can see Becky getting it. The way she has adjusted everything and did everything different this year, from the beginning to the end, like I said, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I think it'd be Becky. And if not Becky, then I'll give it to Carl, the head coach of the Atlanta, because Atlanta's been cooking this year. They've been pretty good. Who you got?
Me, personally, I would say either Becky or Nate Tibbetts.
Oh, okay, that's a good one,
too. And the reason why we said Becky because the way that she was able to turn it around for the Aces.
Yeah, 100%.
The reason why I say Nate Tibbetts, and no, I'm not biased because, Phoenix. But the reason why I say Nate Tibbetts is because everybody thought that Phoenix was going to be in a rebound mode.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, they traded away Sophie Cunningham to Indiana. They got rid of Natasha Cloud, Tarazi retired, went to Atlanta. Most of our team is rookies.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Then you had Kai getting injured before the regular season started. So like nobody had faith in Phoenix.
Right.
And I've heard people say, and it's crazy because even before Natasha Cloud left, I said that Phoenix was on something special. I even said it in one of the earlier podcasts that we did that Phoenix was going to be doing something this season. For them to be in the top five after going through that, and it's not even that. It's like every rookie has stepped up, whether it was Catherine Redspell, Lexi Hale, Monique. Like, they find ways to get in that rotation. And it all starts with the veterans. No, Satu, Kai, AT, MVP. The way she
we'll get to that later.
The way that they've been able to gel together and put on the season that they've been put on is not what most people would have expected, especially the way the season started coming off of the offseason. So, yeah, 100%, Nate Tibbetts.
I can see him getting it, too. But I can see Carl doing it, too, because he did the way he's been coaching. Atlanta's been doing their thing. But, you know, I still got Becky on there because of the turnaround we had this season. We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, you
already know.
Yes, sir.
But that's just that's how I feel about the coaches. Coach of the year.
For sure. What else is there to talk about?
Oh,
what are you thinking?
MVP.
MVP.
Because he just brought it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about what Rye said after we beat them and after beating that game. What she got?
Hey, I feel like she was 100% correct with that. Like that makes. Why would you chant MVP for Alicia Gray, and then when Asia shows up, all of a sudden y'all chant MVP for the away team in y'all own building? Y'all think Atlanta wasn't going? Y'all think they wasn't going to notice that? Like, y'all literally chanting MVP for the away team while Asia Wilson is shooting free throws.
Right.
Yeah.
So next game in Atlanta, y'all better not be chatting no MVP for Alicia Gray, because y'all didn't have that same energy when her best friend was there.
That's
y'all
true.
Didn't have that same energy then, don't have that same energy now. You got to stand on 10 toes when it comes to your MVP. Don't matter who it is, don't matter who shows up, you got to stand 10 toes on your MVP. Other words, that's not your MVP.
Honestly, I see where Rye's coming from with that situation. But I also, if you think about it, Atlanta is probably like one of the closest to like South Carolina where Asia came from. And I mean, I wouldn't mind Alicia getting MVP either, but I can see where Rye's coming from on that, and I'm glad she did say something about that. But you also got to think about Asia and South Carolina being that close to Atlanta. Of course, there's going to be some. Honestly, I didn't expect that. She did get MVP chance in Washington, which is insane. Just getting MVP chance in like on the road is crazier.
Well, Washington makes sense. Ain't nobody chanting MVP for nobody in Washington, right?
Yeah,
who's in Washington getting MVP chance?
That's true.
Now, I understand Sonya getting Rookie of the Year chance.
Oh yeah, that 100%. Makes sense.
But ain't nobody chanting MVP for Washington.
Yeah, but I can understand why. Yeah, I understand where it's coming from. But yeah, there's also a lot of people that are coming from South Carolina and taking trips to Atlanta. Because they want to see Asia, maybe because that's the last time they can see Asia. Because I think that last game was the last time they're going against Atlanta. It was a tough, it was a really tough battle though, for sure.
I'm gonna put it in this perspective. Me being a Phoenix fan, went to the game where Phoenix came out and played the Aces. obviously, MVP, Alyssa Thomas was there. I didn't chant MVP for Alyssa Thomas. You know why? Because we're in Vegas. It's all about respect to the home team.
Yeah.
You can root. If you came from Atlanta and you are, if you came from Phoenix and you want to root, that's your business. I'm a cheer for Phoenix, but I'm not finna do the extra stuff because I also is a fan of the Aces. So I have respect for Asia Wilson and the hard work that she puts in. So I'm not gonna wait till she let's get to the free throw line. MVP and no, that's the home court.
Right.
And you're rooting for your home team. You're supposed to root for your home team. So right. In Atlanta, the only MVP chance is supposed to be for Alicia Gray. The only people that's supposed to chant MVP for Asia is Asia Wilson fans and Las Vegas Aces fans. If you are an Atlanta fan and you chant MVP, you're dead wrong.
Yeah.
Bandwagon for
real. Nah,
because the next home game, you'll be trying to backtrack and chant MVP for Alicia Gray. And then Ryan Howard ain't gonna stand for it because you're not gonna do her best friend like
yeah.
that
for a whole other person.
Nah, not like that.
Right.
I still see where they're coming from. And I mean, I get it. In my opinion, I didn't expect that at all. I thought the MVP, I thought like it was gonna be like 50-50, but I don't know. But there's really not much you can really do about that. But I do see where Ryan's coming from. So I really have nothing bad to say about that. She's not wrong.
Right.
Everyone got their own opinions, but me personally, I do agree with him on that. I'm also an Atlanta fan. We know they're sister, we're sister teams. Las Vegas Dreamers, that's what we call each other. But I mean, I get it. I get why people be mad. I get why Rye is mad. So she did say what she said. And if anyone has something bad to say about that, then well, there's really nothing we can do. We can try to change the perspective on things, but that won't even work.
It's beyond our power.
Yo, but MVPs, MVP in general, I got Asia. The numbers she's been putting up, almost every game she's been averaging double-doubles.
Like,
every game.
She's dominant.
Yo, and like, exactly. And like, my thing is, if Asia doesn't get it, then I'll give it an AT.
I'm picking Alyssa Thomas because what Alyssa Thomas is doing right now is unseen and unheard of. The fact that she's out, and the crazy part is she's literally called the engine for a reason.
Yeah.
She is literally the engine to Phoenix.
Yeah.
She just dropped her seventh triple double of the season.
That's
insane. You know how powerful that is? If you look at triple-doubles in WNBA history.
That's so hard, bro. I can only imagine.
Not for the season, but for the career.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sabrina Ionescu has 4 triple-doubles in her career. Alyssa Thomas has 7 this season.
That is insane.
Which broke the record for most triple-doubles in the season. And guess who record she broke? She broke her own record that she set.
She broke her own record
that she set in 2023 with 6.
Right.
That's insane.
In 2 years.
And to think about it, there was like 2 or 3 games this month alone where she only needed like 1 rebound and 2 assists. Or when they played the Aces, she only needed 4 assists.
Yeah,
she literally could have had 5 consecutive triple doubles
in the month alone.
Yeah.
She's literally averaging a career high 16 points, almost 10 rebounds, and almost 10 assists a game. She's doing it with ease. She's
right.
doing it effortlessly.
She just became
the first player in WNBA history to have a game with 15 rebounds and 15 assists. As a forward.
A forward? She's not even a point guard.
Not even
she's not
PG.
Even a guard.
Not
no,
a
she's a forward.
And she's killing it.
Yeah. 100%.
If I don't know what to say. If y'all don't give this lady MVP with the season, that she has, and I love Asia Wilson, I do. But I guarantee you this, the season that Asia Wilson is having this year, she's going to have it next season. She's going to have it the season after that.
Right.
I respect her.
The season that Alyssa Thomas is having with the pieces that she has around her is something that has never been seen before and probably won't be seen again. Y'all need to give that woman her flowers because she deserves it. And she puts all her players in the right spot. Satu in the right spot. She got Natasha Mack out here balling, putting her in the right spot.
That's crazy.
She's bringing in the traffic, shooting it out to Sammy, who's killing it from the three-point line. Lexi Hale putting her in the right position. Catherine, Monique. It all starts with AT, and she's putting them in the right spot to make sure that they gel together. If that's not MVP, I don't know what is.
I respect your answer 100%. That's why I said, if Asia doesn't get it, give it to AT.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're both dominant players in general. Asia has been averaging double-doubles almost every game. She's been getting almost 30 points per game and, like, what, 10-plus rebounds? I'll be losing count because I, every time Asia hits a double-double, I just get shocked. I'm not surprised anymore. I see him, like, oh, there's that. But I wouldn't be mad either way, whether AT or Asia gets it. They're both dominant women on the court. So whoever gets it, will get it. But I can see why AT deserves it. Definitely AT or Asia. That's why I only got them two. I can see Leash getting it too. But it's really hard to like not root for someone who's been averaging triple doubles almost every game.
Right.
Which is really hard.
That's unhuman.
Yeah.
Oh, and another thing. If you take away the 7 triple doubles she has this season, she still have more triple doubles than Sabrina, who has 4. You know how hard it is to get triple doubles in the WNBA when the second person has 4?
It's so hard. It's so hard to get a triple double. I even see it by the way the players play. That's why, like we talked about earlier, Jackie almost averages triple doubles almost every game. She's always sporting with a triple double,
yeah.
Or at most a double double. Like,
right.
I don't know how she does it because it's so hard. Even if I were hooping, I can't even average a fucking triple double a game. I can't even do that myself.
She's so versatile.
Yo, it's a lot. It's really hard to get triple doubles in the WNBA, or just in general, just basketball in general. It's hard. Anything else you want to add on before we end it?
I think I'm all good. I think I said what I had to say, my thoughts about it.
Happy birthday, Clint Copper. Today's your birthday. Let's get this dub against Chicago.
Sorry. I'm pretty sure this episode should be uploaded by the time it's Kyle's birthday. Or it'll be after. By the birthday, Kyle. But I am. Do you have any questions for him? Or special guest for him? Sitting right next to you.
How you feel, man?
Number one,
how you feel?
Number one, shoot, I don't even know how to feel. It's my first time here. It's low-key kind of like, it's the tension that's building up to me. I'm low-key kind of scared. I be stuttering a lot.
Hey.
I mean, I feel like I did great for my first one. That's just me.
Honestly, that's how it is. Your first time.
You did pretty good.
Yeah, my first one was... I was stuttering a lot.
Yeah,
if y'all saw that first episode on Her Game Network's page, I can put that in the link below. I was stuttering.
I'm glad to be here, though. I'm glad I got finally a part of this. My bad.
Oh, no, you're good. So, yeah, I was going to ask something, but you know what? Dre already did it for me.
Right.
But, yeah. Thank y'all so much for watching this. This is our first ever in-person podcast.
Yep.
It's probably going to happen more often. Maybe we'll have another special guest, who knows? Or maybe it's just Dre and I in a regular episode. Who knows? And we're really excited to see what happens. We got a game on the 4th. We're all going to be there.
Yep.
Against Minnesota. So, you know, we're ready. Ace is already. We're ready for them.
We repping the jerseys, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Got to rep them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm really glad. Thank you for being a part of this. Twin.
Thank you so much for having me.
I might have you on the next one. We'll see what happens. But yeah, thank y'all so much for watching. Hope y'all enjoyed. And if y'all want to learn more stuff or want to see more stuff, like our recap video we have or more of that, let us know below. And, follow us on our social medias. Yes, but yeah, we're out of here.
Peace.
Yeah.